بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال: خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات غداة وعليه مرط مرحل من شعر أسود. رواه مسلم. رضي الله عنه. There is a messenger of Allah so some went out one day while wearing a shawl of black fiber with pictures of saddle bags. Muslim. رضي الله عنه. There is a messenger of Allah so some went out one day while wearing a shawl of black fibers with pictures of saddle bags. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال: كنت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة في مسير فقال لي: أمعك ماء؟ قلت: نعم. فنزل الراحلتي فمشى حتى توارى في سواد الليل، ثم جاء فأفرغت عليه من الإداوة، فغسل وجهه عليه جبة من صوف، فلم يستطع أن يخرج ذراعيه منها حتى أخرجهما من أسفل الجبة، فغسل ذراعيه ومسح برأسه، ثم أهويت لأنزع خفيه فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين، ومسح عليهما. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: وعليه جبة شامية ضيقة القمين. في رواية أن هذه القضية كان في غزوة تبوك. المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه reads: I was with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey one night. He asked me, do you have water? I replied, yes. He got off from his animal and walked till he disappeared in the darkness of the night. He then returned. I poured water for him from the utensil. He washed his face while wearing a woolen cloak. He could not take out his hands from it and therefore had to take them out from beneath the cloak. He washed his hands and then passed his wet hands over his head. I then bent down in order to remove his leather socks, but he said, leave them, for I wore them while in a state of purity. He then passed his wet hands over them. Bukhari Muslim. Another narration states he was wearing a Syrian cloak which had narrow sleeves. Another narration states that this incident took place on the expedition to Tabuk. So here Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi wore a black chadar with pictures on it. So pictures are meaning, you know, obviously not of animals, not of anything with eyes in that. So saddle pictures or something like that. Or, you know, sometimes you have decoration, you use shawls that have decorations and that. So this is all permissible. You know, the Kashmiri shawls too. So you see the borders, they have decoration. And this will also be like a sunnah, nothing wrong with it. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out for istinja, far away. When he used to go for istinja, he used to go far. Nobody could see and disappear. And then he came back from istinja. The sahabi then was making him do his wudu. So he said, you know the brown one that I have, the shami one, the thick one, wool. This is wool too here. Here, Rasulullah SAW. So when you see it is hard to go like this. Or I mean, go like this and to put your thing right in to do the wudu. So it's more easier that if it's just on your shoulders and you go like this. So the sahabi, very tight. He would take it, go like this all the way. So he took it out just from the inside like this. So you know that's made in Syria too. All these are made in Syria right now too. If you buy these, usually they are in the same thing that Rasulullah SAW had. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala was ready to take off Rasulullah's socks, Mubarak, because to wash his feet, Rasulullah leave them. Why? One of the conditions of Masal al-Khufayn is that you put them on Tahara. After you do wudu, you put them on. And then once you put them on, then if it was according to this last narration, another narration says that the incident took place on the expedition of Tabuk. So when Rasulullah was on Tabuk, he was on a Safa. And what's the period for the Musafir? 3 days and three nights. If he has leather socks, he can keep them on for 3 days and three nights. And for a muqim, 24 hours. Or 1 day and 1 night. Not 24 hours. 1 day and 1 night. Because it could add up to more than 24 hours of person has a socks, because the way is that when he starts his masa on his socks, when a person completes his full wudu, washing his feet in that, then he's tahir. And he's tahir in the sense he is clean from hadasi akbar and hadasi azgar. Hadasi akbar means he's not in need of ghusl. If he was in need of ghusl, he would take a first bath, janabah. Hadasi azgar is in need of wudu. Person in need of wudu. So, but Rasulullah, or the person has done wudu, so he's not in need of wudu. So he is clean. He's pak, or clean. We can't see Rasulullah's pak. Rasulullah's always pak. But meaning, he's not in the state, and Rasulullah, we can't even say he was in the state of hadith either. So even that's not proper to say towards Rasulullah. But us, right? So when a person has done wudu, he is clean. He is tahir. In that sense. So now when he wears the socks, he goes on a journey, 3 days and three nights. And when does the time start? It starts after the first time he breaks his wudu, something that nullifies the wudu. So say if I put them on right now, at Fajr time at 4:45, and then I broke my wudu at 10:30. So 10:30 to next day, 10:30 will be 24 hours. So a person, that will be 24 hours for muqim. Muqim means not a musafir. A person in the state of Safar, 3 days and three nights. So Rasulullah most likely was in the state of Safar, because if he was in Tabuk, so he told the Sahabi, leave them. I wore them on Taharat, because that's one of the conditions. If we find, what are there three, four things in Hadith only? It doesn't talk about how thick they have to be, how big they have to be, what color they have to be, nothing of that sort. But that al-tahir, that you put them upon Taharat, and for what's the time period for Muqim and Musafir? That's there. In hadith, that what is the time period? And masa al khuffain. Masa is upon the khuffain like this. It's against the aql. It's not below. It's like this. This is the way the masa is done. So here Rasulullah said to the Sahabi, don't take them off because I have put them upon taharat and I'll be doing my masa al khuffain and I won't need to take them off. So this is in the chapter of the libas. So this is also sunnah. You know, the Mishla, the thing I wear on Friday. So even the thick one that I have for winter, the very thick one, the wool one. So like this, these are shami made. Mishlas or jubbas, those that Rasulullah used to wear on Eid day too, the specific one. So this, Rasulullah had a very thick one too, made out of wool, that it's hard to take out like this, so he took it out like this. Allah enabled us to fall in the Fasasana at all times, all places.